This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
It is the Feast of Pentecost, and we have these two readings that in some ways stand in contradiction to each other about how the Holy Spirit arrives in the lives of the disciples. In the book of Acts, it is this great mystical, amazing spectacle of things with the tongues of flame and the rushing wind that comes into the room, and it compels them out into the street to preach in all the languages of all of the people who are there, and it sends them forth into those communities bringing this good news. But in John's gospel, it is something much more quiet, something much more intimate. It is their beloved Jesus, his own breath in the room with them, as close enough to them that they can witness the wounds. And he breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." In both cases, the disciples have locked themselves away. They're pulled apart. They're separated from community, probably out of fear. Certainly that's what John says. It's a little less clear in the book of Acts exactly why they've decided they need to clump all together in this room, but probably they are still afraid, having witnessed what they did during the week of Holy Week. And the Holy Spirit comes among them, and either through this intimate, close contact from Jesus, or from this great rushing wind and the fire and this compelling need to be out in the street, or actually probably both, their fear is erased. And they are sent forth to do the things that he has promised that they would be able to do, to build the community that he has sent them to build, to tell everyone of the good work that he has given them to do. We sometimes encounter the Holy Spirit in this way. I know I've had my own experiences, and I've heard so many other stories of other folks who've had that experience of sitting in that intimate silence, perhaps a fear of things in the world, perhaps needing that moment to rebalance, needing to pull away from the world and find God's center again, making that intentional space to meet him, and then feeling that peace that Jesus promises, that overwhelming sense that we are not alone, that God is with us in the midst of all of it. And I've also heard stories of folks and experienced for myself coming together with other Christians, and through the work of our worship and through the work of caring for God's world, knowing that the work we were doing was empowered by something greater than ourselves, confident that only through the Holy Spirit could we have accomplished what we did, feeling the room filled with God's presence in the midst of our neighbors and our friends and the Christians with whom we share our work. In any event, the end of the Holy Spirit, the goal, the work that the Holy Spirit does among God's people is towards community. They are sent out from that upper room in the book of Acts, and they draw in all kinds of people who might never have spoken to one another before, who would have never known each other, who suddenly have their lives transformed and they become part of the body of Christ. They come together not able to share a common language, not understanding God as one, not knowing that they are all, in fact, worshiping the same God wherever they come from. And because of the work of the Holy Spirit, because of the preaching that it inspires in the apostles, they become one community. And they are sent forth from that place to all of the places from which they had come to continue to grow that body of Christ. And same with the disciples pulled away in the book of John. It's from this moment, this peace they are given, they are able to go out and continue Christ's work in the world. So however you find the Holy Spirit in your life, whether it's through quiet contemplation pulled away, or caught up in the whirlwind and busyness of continuing Christ's work in the world, through dramatic teachings and beautiful fires and all of the glory of the world, it is meant to send you into deeper relationship with your brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit comes, however we meet him, to open our eyes to where Christ's community is being built and where we might share in that work, where we too might draw others into this story and continue that mission in the world.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.